And it's CatCountry 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jono. Welcome to a Tuesday morning. It's the 21st day of October. It's Back to the Future Day.
Oh.
During the second Back to the Future movie, the date October 21st popped
up.
Got it.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Just a reason for us to use the Back to the Future music.
Yeah, why not?
It's also National Apple Day. So if you really love your apples, you'll post photos of them on. Good morning. We're Joe and Johnny. Here are three things you need to know this morning. The power of social media on display in Buena Vista Township yesterday. The township posted a video of two ATV riders stealing a Welcome to Collings Lake sign and then destroying a gas pipeline marker. Within hours of the video being shared, the sign was returned. Police are investigating two possible suspects. A reminder to people doing bad things. Cameras are everywhere.
Only months after a round of replenishment for Jersey Shore beaches that cost millions of dollars, communities are seeking more funding to restore beaches that were devastated by last week's nor'easter. In Ocean City, the storm washed away entire dunes. City officials say they're working with Congressman Jeff Van Drew to apply for another round of replenishment funds while they're busy hauling in more sand on their own.
Authorities say a Point Pleasant Beach man was hurt, another man killed when their boat capsized while they were navigating Oregon Inlet over the weekend. Reports say 29-year-old Taylor Flannery was a mate aboard a yacht that left Cape May and was headed for Florida. He and the ship's captain, 50-year-old Francis Hennigan Jr., had stopped in Beaufort, North Carolina for repairs when the accident happened. Hennigan died at the scene. Flannery hospitalized with minor injuries. Neither man was wearing a life jacket.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, high of 68, maybe a few showers.
Country 107.3, good morning, we're Joe and Jana. It's time now for Jana's Fan Girl Updates.
Kenny Chesney just hit a major milestone. Oh, I'm so excited for him. He is officially the 158th member of the Country Music Hall of Fame. During his emotional speech this week, he thanked his family and friends and team, especially shouting out his mom, his sister, and his longtime manager. It was classic Kenny. So much heart and gratitude. We've got that moment. In case you missed it, it's up now at catcountry1073.com. Make sure you check that out. There were a bunch of performers more than excited to celebrate Kenny, too. Megan Maroney, she's really stole the spotlight with a heartfelt performance of Knowing You. The night also featured Kelsey Ballerini and Eric Church. They rocked a couple of classic Chesney hits. He's been mentoring all three of them for quite a while now, so needless to say, everyone got a little teary-eyed when they took the stage this week to honor Kenny Chesney. We've got those moments up for you right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's Fangirl Update on Cat Country 107.3.
Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. The World Series matchup has been decided. It's going to be the Los Angeles Dodgers taking on Toronto Blue Jays in the World Series. Game one is scheduled for Friday night in Toronto.
All right.
And NFL gets back into action this week, of course. Jana's picks every Friday at 8:25. Jana picks three NFL games. You're still doing pretty good on the season.
Better than last week, for sure. I guess the week before, you can say now.
You were 2-1 last week after going 1-2 the week before. You're currently 14-6. 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Hey, we'd love to send you to Las Vegas to see and meet Lainey Wilson.
That sounds good, right?
We've got a great prize package that includes airfare, hotel, $500 in spending money, concert tickets, meet and greet passes. Your first chance of the day to win that coming up at 8:20 this morning. Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jonathan. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts now. Happening at Bridgeton Auto Mall.
Here we go.
Denny lives in Cape May Courthouse. He sent us the joke for news this morning.
Denny, thank you so much.
A group of hunters went deer hunting, paired off in twos for the day. That night, one of the hunters, Jana, returned back alone, staggering under the weight of an 8-point buck.
Nice
deer, Jana. When Jana returned with the deer, somebody asked, "Where's Joe Kelly?"
Oh, no.
Apparently, I had gone hunting with you. Joe had some kind of stroke, said Jana. He's back a couple miles up the trail.
What?
They said, "You left Joe Kelly laying out there and carried the deer back?" Jana said, "Well, it was a tough call, but I figured no one was going to steal Joe Kelly."
I wouldn't leave you.
Fabulous trip. We'd like to send you on to Las Vegas to see Lainey Wilson. You'll see her. You'll meet her. You'll stay overnight in Las Vegas. We'll fly you there. The whole deal. $500 in spending money as well.
Oh, yeah.
First chance to win is at 8:20 this morning. I want to mention, too, coming up Thursday, we're not giving away a lot of these this year, but we're going to give away a pair of 4-day passes to next summer's Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. We already know Post Malone's going to be there. Eric Church is going to be there. Mm-hmm. We're gonna get you there. That'll be Thursday morning right here on Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
And where are we going?
To Spain. A bank robber shot a guard, then escaped on the back of a motorcycle driven by an accomplice.
Nice.
A man who saw the whole thing play out put his car in reverse and was able to thwart the robber's escape by crashing into them.
Oh.
Unfortunately, the robbers were stuntmen. The getaway was the scene being filmed for TV.
Oh.
Until the guy put his car in the middle of it. It's Cat Country 107. Good morning. We're Joe and Jonna. Here are three things you need to know this morning. The power of social media on display in Buena Vista Township yesterday. The township posted a video of two ATV riders stealing a Welcome to Collings Lake sign and then destroying a gas pipeline marker. Within hours of the video being shared, the sign was returned. Police are investigating two possible suspects. A reminder to people doing bad things, cameras are everywhere.
Only months after a round of replenishment for Jersey Shore beaches that cost millions of dollars, communities are seeking more funding to restore beaches that were devastated by last week's nor'easter. In Ocean City, the storm washed away entire dunes. City officials say they're working with Congressman Jeff Van Drew to apply for another round of replenishment funds while they're busy hauling in more sand on their own.
Authorities say a Point Pleasant beach man was hurt, another man killed when their boat capsized while they were navigating Oregon Inlet over the weekend. Reports say 29-year-old Taylor Flannery was a mate aboard a yacht that left Cape May and was headed for Florida. He and the ship's captain, 50-year-old Francis Hennigan Jr., had stopped in Beaufort, North Carolina for repairs when the accident happened. Hennigan died at the scene. Flannery hospitalized with minor injuries. Neither man was wearing a life jacket.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, high of 68, maybe a few showers.
107.3 with Joe and Jonna. Get a traffic note this morning. This is the Garden State Parkway approaching Atlantic City southbound. Right about the Frank Sinatra exit, there's an accident before the exit. So allow yourself some extra time. Be careful. Looks like they've moved everything over to the shoulder of the road at this time. All right, Cat Country Morning Birthday shout-outs start right now.
Here we go.
Happy birthday, Frank Sexton of Cape May Courthouse. Frank is 74.
Happy birthday, Frank.
Art Unkifer is 63 today. Nancy Doyle of Atlantic City is 64. How about Sean Haggerty of Egg Harbor Township? Sean is 30 today. Melanie Lawson Ball, about to become a new mom. She's turning 29 today. Aww. She's from Galloway. Happy birthday, Melanie.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Frida Capaferri. Anthony Fazio of North Cape May is 56. Patricia Falwell of Malaga is 72. Michelle Ann Berry of Vineland is 50. Happy birthday, Michelle. Happy birthday to Robert Beer Jr. of Sea Isle, who's 48. And Larry Brown is of Millville is 53 today. Happy birthday, Larry Brown.
Happy birthday, Larry.
If we miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Melanie Lawson Bell. She's 29 today. Happy birthday, Joe and Jonna. Jonna, what's your favorite animal? Of all the animals, what's your favorite animal at the zoo?
Before I answer that, what's your favorite animal?
I wasn't prepared for this. I would say my favorite animal at the zoo is the giraffe because it will do a lot for you.
It'll do a lot for you.
It'll stick its neck out.
Sure.
For you.
No,
what is your favorite animal at the zoo?
I really like the bear enclosures.
All right.
They're really cool. I can sit there and watch them.
In California, there's a zoo in Eureka called the Sequoia Park Zoo. And they have bears there. They got three bears that frolic in their own little enclosure.
Do they have a Goldilocks?
But they do not. But at the zoo the other day, this is in California again, Eureka, California.
Eureka.
Zoo staff said Eureka, as a real-life bear, entered the zoo.
Oh, no.
Came through the gates. Everyone got out of the way.
Oh, no.
Came through the gates and walked right to the bear enclosure and started interacting with the three bears that were inside the enclosure.
Brethren!
It's like they were talking. After a while, authorities say that the bear left. Just left the zoo.
Hey, guys.
Apparently
check it in.
Just coming to visit its friends and relatives. Good mornings with Joe and Jonna. Trivia coming up in about 15 minutes. Yesterday, I got word through social media that Buena Vista Township had a video, and they posted it online, of two people on an ATV who were, like, going around the Collings Lakes.
Yeah.
They stole a sign, a Welcome to Collings Lake sign. And then they destroyed, like, a pipeline sign. And they were caught on video. So,
why?
So we did a story about this and posted the video.
Mm-hmm.
And said, hey, whoever you are, They're going to catch you. You better turn in the sign.
It's 2025. What are you doing?
2 hours later, the sign got turned in.
Right.
The people haven't been caught yet, but a lot of people apparently let the authorities know who the two people were.
What'd they do? Bring it back with ski masks on?
I don't know if they just dropped it off. I don't know.
Or just chucked it at the spot, drove away.
That might be part of the investigation, but they haven't been arrested yet. But we understand it's going to happen. So if it's you, might be a good idea, now that you turn the sign in, to turn your... It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and John. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number 609-383-1073. Or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Today's prize, 4 tickets to Scoville's Terror of the Junkyard Hayride. Fleming's Junkyard, Zion Road in Ann Arbor Township. These 4 tickets are for this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And listen, if you win the tickets, you must be able to pick them up in person at our studios this Thursday between 9 and 5. So 4 tickets to the Scoville Terror in the Junkyard Hayride. Here's the question. The average person touches this about 800 times a day.
Oh, your water bottle.
You know, there was a time, Jana, that people didn't carry water bottles all around with them.
Not me.
Somehow we survived. Yeah. It is not water bottle. The average person touches this about 800 times a day. Good morning. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. At stake, we have tickets to a Scoville Terror, the Junkyard Hayride. Zion Road in Ann Arbor Township this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The last weekend at Ticket Vantage. This has been going on for forever. They always do a great job. So you got 4 tickets. Here's the question. The average person touches this about 800 times a day. Jana said your water bottle.
I mean, that's true for me. Maybe not everybody, but sure.
Everyone isn't sloshing around a water bottle.
Carry it everywhere.
As I told you before, there was a time the water bottles weren't even things. If you said water bottle, people would say, what? I'm not on the football team.
That's so funny. And it's funny because you yell at me every day because I come in and I'm like, bam.
Because you bang your water bottle everywhere.
Right on the counter.
Like 10 pounds. All right, let's go back to the program, shall we? The average person touches this 800 times a day. What is it?
Not your water bottle.
Not your water bottle.
Nope.
Somebody on the app said toilet seat.
You're touching that 800 times a day? You
if you're
see a
even
doctor.
In your bathroom 800 times a day, there's a problem. That's
you
not
gotta
it.
Go get that checked out. Buddy.
All right. Hi, Cat Country.
Hi, is it the chin?
Be a little more broad.
Your nose?
A little broader. What's the whole thing called?
Your face.
Yes.
Woo!
Who's this?
Kim.
Kim, where are you from? Going on lately, we had Jenny win $10,000 with Cash Cow. We had the other $10,000 winner for Cash Cow. We had a lot of $1,000 winners for Cash Cow.
Yeah.
We got a Lainey Wilson contest right now. We want to send you to Las Vegas to see Lainey Wilson. You can also meet her as well if you win. 8:20, your first chance to win that. And we also want to mention, coming up Thursday morning, I think we're going to do this at 7:20. We're going to give away a pair of Barefoot Country Music Fest passes for next year. 2 4-day passes. Make sure you're here Thursday morning. That'll be at 7:20 for your chance to win on Cat Country 107. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. Here are 3 things you need to know this morning. The power of social media on display in Buena Vista Township yesterday. The township posted a video of 2 ATV riders stealing a Welcome to Collings Lake sign and then destroying a gas pipeline marker. Within hours of the video being shared, the sign was returned. Police are investigating 2 possible suspects. A reminder to people doing bad things, cameras are everywhere.
Only months after a round of replenishment for Jersey Shore beaches that cost millions of dollars, communities are seeking more funding to restore beaches that were devastated by last week's nor'easter. In Ocean City, the storm washed away entire dunes. City officials say they're working with Congressman Jeff Van Drew to apply for another round of replenishment funds while they're busy hauling in more sand on their own.
Authorities say a Point Pleasant Beach man was hurt, another man killed when their boat capsized while they were navigating Oregon Inlet over the weekend. Reports say 29-year-old Taylor Flannery was a mate aboard a yacht that left Cape May and was headed for Florida. He and the ship's captain, 50-year-old Francis Hennigan Jr., had stopped in Beaufort, North Carolina for repairs when the accident happened. Hennigan died at the scene. Flannery hospitalized with minor injuries. Neither man was wearing a life jacket.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny, high of 68, maybe a few showers tonight.
Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets for the last 24 hours.
All right, here we go.
There are 5 of them. Number 1, I'm so happy I passed the I can't pick, you pick gene onto my kids. Yeah. Number 2, where's the ketchup? My husband holding the ketchup. Number 3, Told the boys we could order pizza tonight. Except the app is down and it says to call the store to order.
Uh-oh.
Looks like we're not having pizza tonight.
Right.
Number four, to all the people with extra loud cars, everyone hates you.
Especially at, like, random hours of the night.
We're Joe and Jonna. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five, watching my DoorDash order. Take a nice little tour of the city. Joe and John on the show today brought to you in part by our friends at Matt Blatt Nissan. You know where we'd like to send you? We'd like to send you to Las Vegas to see and meet Lainey Wilson.
She's sweet as pie. You're going to love her just as much as we do. I'm so excited for you.
Airline tickets, hotel, $500 cash, tickets to a concert, backstage passes for you and your guests. To win, you need to listen for the Lainey Wilson codes five times today and every weekday. 8:20 and 10:20 in the morning, 1:20 and 4:20 in the afternoon, 7:20 in the evening with Evan on Taste of Country Nights. When you get a code, go to the Cat Country 107.3 app. If you don't have it, download it. It's called Cat Country 107.3. When you open up the app, there's a button there that says Lainey. Click on that and type in your code. Your first code of the day, 751.
751, that's the code you need. Go type that in and you'll be on your way.
Morning. Good morning. We're Joe and Jonna. It's Cat Country 107.3. So when you invent something, you want to protect yourself. So you get a patent. You apply for it and you receive a patent. We want to say congratulations to George Dolly Davis of Lawrenceville, Georgia. He's been awarded patent number 12,440,033. He received the patent for his invention of a sofa that doubles as an emergency flotation device.
That's one.
So if you live in like a flood-prone area, like along the shore, like when nor'easters hit, you could have your sofa
and you're just
and it'll just float.